nicer homes. And even like the hosts of this show are sexy. They're very erotic people. Are you telling me the Property Brothers aren't barebacking it between shots in the master bath? They're going for it. Yeah, me and my girlfriend don't get along very well. I think it's because I'm a Pisces and she's like Cancer. She told me to go get tampons the other day at the grocery store. And that's like getting to third base in 2020. So I'm like, fuck yeah, I was pretty jazzed about it. And I go, and it wasn't that they had different sizes that messed with me. It was the M. Night Shyamalan style they went about naming these sizes. So, like, I'm not sure which one's to get her, so I'm going to get her the smallest one because I'm a gentleman. And I've bought a T-shirt before, so I know if there's an S on the shirt, it's a... Pick up the box with an S on it. They're supers. It's the biggest ones they have. What the? It's like the new Captain Marvel movie, like the new fucking Avengers. The Crimson Tide fucking teaming up with Captain Cramps. That wasn't it. So I look for the other sizes, and there's one with an L on it. And I've been to a shirt store before, so I know if there's an L on it, it's a large. It's a light. It's the smallest one they have. What the fuck? The only way I could rationalize it was if I compared it to Budweiser. Like, there's one that's heavier, there's one that's lighter. One has ABV and one has HPV. One has a DUI, the other one has an IUD. One is a delicious beverage you can enjoy on a warm summer day, and the other one is Budweiser. But I was still like wondering, like, who and why named these fucking sizes? And that's when the Starbucks barista asked if I wanted my coffee in a tall, grande, or venti size. Fuck, Big Tampon got the guy made Starbucks cups to make tampon sizes.
What you really wanna know. Mike Nordstrom! Hooray!
I really like the whole run of HPV run, Budweiser. Also really like the load during the wall. That part of that was very, very good. The one I didn't... Oh, yeah, I was going to say that the Cancer... Double entendre. Good mention that. Good shit.
Hello again. Or no, that was the last person. Hello. I think for the people who are watching HD, there's an underground community. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything because I suck at writing. But
I think that guys.
But there could be a there could be a fucking acronym that only the people who are like watching it pornographically. They're almost like furries. Yeah, they're conventions.
They hung guys.
Horny HG. Guys to view. Maybe hung guys is better.
Because HG. The sensual option. That was a great one.
Little feedback here.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I'd say the same thing for TLC too. You have the opportunity to just fuck around with acronyms. It's always fun. Also, it'd be fun to throw a description of a fat kid on a bike. Like, it looks like something like that. Because it is, it's a funny line. It's just like too throwaway. I think. Good setup for something you can use more. And then the same thing with your description of your lanky body. Like, oh, I look like a blah, 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 right? But then, like, then you go into that stuff. I think you need to set up more that, like, you're, because what you're doing is you're comparing, like, how should your life be going and your dissatisfaction with your physical appearance. Go into the physical appearance more so it's more contrast. It's all the crazy shit that people want to do. And then, yeah, that's all I got.
On the HGTV stuff, the central option, I feel like you have a whole opportunity to, first you start with, like, the Hungai TV with all that building stuff, but there's a lot of food. So you can get, like, that's, talk about food, and so, like, something, you know, all back to the fat kid on a bike, he must be watching. And I really loved that you were a gentleman, because you referenced yourself. And somehow I wrote down mansplaining tampons to us.
Aww.
I love that. That's so nice that you.
Someone has to.
Someone has to, because I have no idea how.
Really like the detail of art at your school portrait. I think that's detail, and it really is specific and works. It's illustrative. The detail of I have a lanky body. I would just say, looking at you as somebody who doesn't super read. So you might want to come up like, I don't necessarily love I look like jokes, but that's a really
very specific category of gay incest porn. That's what I thought of. And I don't know. I like the idea that for some reason that I can't discern yet. Tampon sizes. It could be like a way that they
I wanted to ask one quick question. At the end of the tampons bit, I mentioned Starbucks cup sizes.
Yeah.
Should that stay or should that go? Or it's gotta be tweaked.
Or cut out Starbucks and just one or the other. Grande, tall, venti. Everyone knows. Clap your hands together, everybody. Mike Nordstrom. Mike Nordstrom. Yay. Together for Sam Carroll.
All right, I got one. Hot gooch taint vagina. You like that one? You can keep that one. Is it hot because it's sexy or because she's been doing cable rows? I don't know. Why is her taint hot? You get a hot taint that way. No one got that, really? Try rubbing your taint against a bench at 24-hour fitness. Diseases. What's up, guys? My name is Sam Carroll. I live with my parents. I live with mom and dad. I call the female mom and the male David. Always felt a little bit weird to me to call another man dad or daddy. Just a little bit gay, you know? So I just call him Dave or Big Dick Dave. What's up, Dave? I saw it in the shower one time. It was cool. It was all right. That would freak most people out, you know? But it comforted me because I just knew I was going to be packing heat when I was older. All good. You know, because most young guys going through puberty, they're like, oh, gee, I sure hope mine's big on the other side of this. Not me. Not me at all. I'll just go up to his door. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, what's up, boss? Let me get a look. Yeah, I got nothing to worry about. I'll be all right. But it's funny, though, because I ended up getting all my mom's dick genes. Yeah. How do I know that? You got to knock on a few uncle doors. It's fine. All right. Probably did not have to knock on my mom's brother-in-law's door, but you can never be too sure. Big irony is, you know, at the end of the puberty, end of the pubescence, my dick did end up looking most like my mom's brother-in-law. So we have that to bond over. Is this an STD room? Are we STD friendly? Stop. End the stigma. Stop using condoms. That's what I say. I'm not really afraid of STDs. What I am afraid of is sexual fetishes that I'm not ready for. Crazy fetishes. Like, I was in the TL the other day. That's the Tenderloin for you traveling comics. And I had a little bit of a road rage. I'm not going to lie. I had beeped my horn at the car in front of me. And this young woman came over to see if I was okay, right, as one does. So I let her in my car because she knew about some party. She didn't speak English. One word, party, party, party. Like, woo, let's go to a party. All right. She starts touching my leg as we're driving to this party. And I'm thinking I might have sex with this woman before we get to the party. But it turns out money fetish. She had a money fetish. She would not do anything for less than $15. What the fuck? I told her, no way, Jose, am I going to pay for sex. Unless you quit all that trash talking, we are not going to go to this party. I'm going to turn the car around. Start acting like a lady. She wasn't the only one in the car with a fetish, though. I have a fetish myself. The rare one among young white men my age. It's a consent fetish. Yeah, it's very rare. Yeah, nothing gets me horny like a woman who agrees to have sex with me. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I come prepared, too. I got my consent papers on me. Got them here today. I normally keep them trifolded in my back pocket. I like to go up to women at the bar and ask them if they'll sign my permission slip. Which, you know, it's turned out pretty well for me. I've had a lot of sex doing that. You know, cause it's contractually obligating. I hang out at a lot of lawyer bars. So, a pro tip. Yeah. All right, I used to date a girl with the choking fetish. And, you know, I know what you guys are thinking. It sounds like a lot of hard work. But no, it's not. It's a lot less work if she's got a peanut butter allergy or a peanut allergy. I know you guys are doing the math right now. You're like, what? Like, peanut plus Hitler mustache equals doggy style? Yes. All right, guys, it's been my time. Fucking with
my niggas and we drilling shit. Sam Carroll, everyone.
The consent bit, just have like she doesn't even. I still haven't had sex because I just get off to the someone agreeing part. Like that's how big the fetish is. Like all they have to do is say yes, and it's like, oh, that's good for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you can say backtrack. Just kidding, guys. I fuck all the time. It's contractually obligated, right? Yeah. Something like that.
A couple of notes. One, I think just like purely order. Start with choking.
Okay.
Because choking fetish, you know, you warm people right up to the whole idea that we're talking about fetish.
Yeah, I've been like structurally really routine in the structure. I don't really need to order them any specific way, so that's a good point. Thank you.
Then, as far as I really liked the. I like the idea that your dad doesn't want you to call him dad or daddy. Like, he's the one who doesn't want it because he's like, that sounds gay. You call me Big Dick Dave.
I like that.
I like
that.
It's like a kind of like, because people get the image of like, oh, it's like a cold, reserved, sort of like homophobic father. And then
so it's not him.
Yeah, so you're not the homophobe. Not, like, your dad's a homophobe.
I'm always looking to put the homophobia on someone else. So
yeah.
Good, thank you.
Exactly. People will appreciate that. And then you twist it with the Big Dick Dave, and it's, I think that'll be magical. Cockles of something.
You're a magical hunter. Thank you. I'm also always looking to cut shit out, so if you're like, I didn't like that at all, you don't need it, just tell me, please.
I was thinking I really like the money fetish punchline. It's fucking great, but I was thinking if you want to cut shit out, I think you can get to it faster by saying, like, do the setup of, like, you know, I'm afraid of, like, fetishes that I'm not ready for. I picked up this girl, and before we even got to the party or whatever, she wanted money or something. She had a money fetish. Like, you could just jump right to it, because I know you were talking, like, party, party, party. You were having a conversation with her. You could just get to it faster if you want to cut shit out.
I was trying to make it look like she was a prostitute.
I would, like, personally, this is how I would approach it if you want to cut stuff out, is, like, make people think that you're actually picking up a date, and she ends up being a prostitute, and you're saying that she has a money fetish, and then it. You know, it tells people, oh, you picked up a prostitute, not an actual date.
Okay. The your mom's brother-in-law reveal is outstanding.
Thank you.
That's what I was going to say, because you did it last night like that. It was your mother's brother-in-law. Most, but then. So I was like, oh. But it was so fucking.
Kind of. There we go. Instead of going, you had a little long in the beginning joke where you call your dad Dave. Just simplify it. So I live with my parents, mom, and Dave. It's a little short.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
About the Dave thing, because it's like I call him Dave or Big Dick Dave. Something like that, but I like the direction that Hunter said of making it so that he's the one that's like, hey, don't call me dad, that's gay. Big Dick Dave. I think that's way funnier. So, yep.
Yes.
I got one.
Wait.
It's
back here.
I think also wants to. But I just want to say the rhythm of Dave or Big Dick Dave is just very good. The other thing is just like a mild word choice that I noticed of saying, look most like my mother's brother-in-law, but you don't say the brother-in-law's penis. You just
that
say
of, yeah.
But it makes it sound like your dick looks like the brother-in-law.
Yeah, that's an English thing. That's
so
it's grammatically incorrect. Yeah,
it
right.
is grammatically incorrect. But like, you seem a little bit of an absurdist, and if you wanted to take it in some weird direction, you totally could.
That literally looks like. April.
And I was going to say something similar about the whole, like, going to your uncles instead of you going to your uncles, have your uncles come to you. And then it was more confusing when your sister, or your mother's brother-in-law, and you were like, wait. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, the weird child molest, people will always laugh at child molestation.
Yeah.
So that's where I was going. I would turn it the other way.
How I got my start in comedy. Yeah.
Put your hands together, everyone, for Sam Carroll.
Ace the rapper.
Yay. All right, moving right along. Your next comedian. She's all the way. Great set last night. Put your hands together for Sasha Boggs.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm just going to walk around this thing. Hi, my name is Sasha Boggs, or Sausage Balls, if you were Vinnie Nicholson in the third grade. Excuse my candor or lack of. I'm on a lot of DayQuil right now. I think that's how you fight Corona. So I'm a little loopy. Let's get right into it. I have, speaking of fetishes, I have a fetish for old white men. And I'm not talking like 10 or 15 years. I'm talking like 30, 45 years. sorry. What a note to end on, right? Where's the fucking cliffhanger, man? Yeah, 40, 45 years. I'm talking like young grandpas, you know what I mean? Like Jack Nicholson, Billy Crystal, Bill Paxton, you know, old white men. You know, I'm talking like liver spotted hands, like a 10 handicap in golf. I don't know what that means, but I hear it's good. You know, and it's not about the money. You know, I just want to know what the 70s were like. You know? And I figured it out because both my grandfathers died when I was really young. So that's why, like, shaky hands really get me going, you know? Good to know yourself and know who you are. I was dating this guy with OCD. And I went over to his house one night and started going through his underwear drawer, as you do. And as I opened the underwear drawer, I saw that he had folded all of his underwear into small little triangles and stacked them on top of each other. And I just looked at him and I said, are you going to kill me? And he did, slowly for the next 3 years. We broke up and then dated like five more times after that. So my mom started calling me the recycler because I dated all my ex-boyfriends twice. But she's Mexican, so it's more like the recycler. I'm just kidding. She doesn't sound like that. I mean, she is Mexican. She's just not a practicing one. Fun fact, I don't know if you guys know this, but when women work together, their periods sync up. Right, Ray? Yeah. But I work with a bunch of postmenopausal women. So once a month, instead of getting my period, I just garden. I actually have to train all these older women, but it's kind of awkward when I have to tell them what to do. So I'll be like, all right, Wendy, here's where the underwear goes, here's where the socks goes, and she'll be like, I had 3 abortions in 1976. I think I know what I'm doing. Thank you. Before I start telling jokes, I just want to thank whoever it was that commented on my set on YouTube and said, "More tits, less jokes." I just want to say that I agree. And I appreciate the feedback, right? Nice to know people are watching your art. That's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Sasha Boggs, everyone!
That was a fun set. The name joke, I could like keep going through the ages, like Vinny's in the 3rd grade, and then someone else in the 9th grade, and then my boss, like yesterday, or something like that.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Or you could work backwards and then work it down to like. The way you said the old man thing, you let off saying, I'm not saying 10 to 15 years, I'm saying 40 to 45 years. You gotta say older than you, or it sounds like you're fucking 10 years.
Drink around the corner, somewhere else, not here. But come to Happy Hour every Friday from 6 to 8 with Trina Roderick. Yeah, do that.
Thank you. It's Bughouse Square. It's Tuesday morning. It's not Tuesday evening, but it's New Year's Eve, and got some big plans. Partner got some tickets to a thing.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Yeah, this week on Bughouse Square, you know, like a lot of people are doing. It's the end of the year, last show of the year, and last show of the decade. Does that mean much? I'm not sure. But I got some good records, and I'm going to try to get back to this year of contributors. So we'll see. Sometimes when I go far back, things have become derelict, but we'll see how that works out. So thanks for doing what you got to do. This is Bughouse Square, and it should be good.
Chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days, we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man, come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Old-fashioned band of married men. Looking Now Hazy Davy got really hurt. this socks and a shirt. Me and Crazy Janie was making love in the dirt, singing our birthday songs. Janie said it was time to go, so we closed our eyes and said goodbye to Gypsy Angel Row.
The sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all. And one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employee, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello. She said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you.
That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same. We just saw it from a different point.
that mean old Frisco and that low-down Sandy. Oh, that mean old Frisco and that low-down Sandy feet. Taking my baby away and it blows back out to me. Lord, I wonder, do she ever think of me? Lord, I wonder, do she ever think of me? Lord, I don't never, and I wonder where she be. Whistle blow. About my baby, and I wonder where she goes.